Am I doing it? I won't put it aside.
No, I guess so. Is that good?
Is it okay? Okay, about to begin a new sugya. So the truth is that this next sugya is also, in a certain sense, a continuation of the previous two sugyas in terms of chatzi isha, because it starts out with a certain discussion about chatzi ishus and try to figure out what some of the parameters of chatzi ishus are. So the Gemara begins in Zayin of the Days by the two dots, right smack in the middle of the page. Boy Rava, shtei b'nosayech l'shnei bonai b'pruta mahu. So two fathers are hanging around, they're shooting the breeze, and they decide that, you know, I might as well knock off two marriages for the price of one. So one turns to the other and says, so your two daughters should be married off to my two sons. And, you know, listen, I'm a little bit low on funds right now. I give you one pruta. That one pruta should knock off for both. So Ma, what's the din? So Boston Naisen Makabal Azlina on Ba'ika Mamayna. So do we say that you follow the Naisen, you follow the Makabal? So as a Nosen Makabel, a Maisa, there was a Pruta that was given. Like Dilma, do we say no? Basa Dituas Lina Baleika. But do we say no? That each marriage is viewed as a separate entity, and therefore each one only got a half a Pruta. This is not exactly half Ishus, this is half a Pruta. Okay, similar type of a Chetzi Sugya. And the Gemara says, maybe that's also a Chisaron, because maybe that's not considered to be a Shear of Kedushin, because you didn't give a Sheva Pruta. So the Gemara blithed with a Sophic Tekel. That's the end of the Sugya. Very, very strange sugya. A lot of strange people floating around in Maseches Kedushin, but we got to try to deal with even the kookiest people in the world. So the Gemara presents the two tzedadim as, do we follow the Nesein / Mekabel, or do we follow each and every person, each Baal and Isha, I guess we call it. So if you follow the Gnois of the Makabel, then you have a Pruta, and that's efficient. If you follow each and every marriage, so then you're going to run short. You can only have a Chatzi Pruta. That's the presentation of the Gemara. So the Rishonim are quick to point out that before we can understand the Lomdus of the Shaila, so we have to understand what's the case exactly. Who is talking to who? Who is authorized to be doing this? So we have two fathers who are sitting around schmoozing, and one's giving Kedushin to the other father. How did that happen exactly? Who authorized any of this Kedushin? So let's start from the easier vantage point, from the vantage point of the girls. So there are two girls, the Shtei B'nei Sa'ich. So who exactly could possibly be authorized to be accept Kedushin on behalf of the two daughters? So one of two possibilities. One possibility is that the daughters may be older, maybe the daughters are 25 years old, and the only way for the father to accept Kedushin on behalf of the 25-year-old daughters is how? It must be that what? Who's appointed as a shliach? So one possibility of just what the case of Beis B'Nosayach is, it's talking about a gedolah, talking about gedolos, and it must be invoking the principle of shlichos. That's definitely one logical possibility. The other possibility is that maybe we're dealing with girls who are ktanos, who are either ktanos or nairos, up to the age of 12 and a half, and then the father need not act on behalf of the daughters b'toras shlichos, but rather he's simply acting as an Av Mekabelis Kedushin, Lepito Ketana V'Naira. So maybe it's a different case, Lagamre. Maybe we're talking about Ketanos or Nairos, which for these purposes are going to be the same. And it's based on Kedushe Ha'av. So it's not clear for the Gemara itself just how old these girls are. So Taisus takes a stab at this subject. So Taisus says, Shtei B'Nosach L'Shtei Bonai, it's the third Taisus on the bottom, Emeri, the Maribi Bon is Ketanis. So Tosfos says, calls the name of the Ri. It's a Dava Poshad and Oy says the Ri, that we're dealing with little girls. The Kedushin de Avninu. And in those scenarios, in the scenario of a little girl, Ketanu and Naira, so the money goes to the father. The Ibig Gdailas, because if you're going to say the other Pshat, if you're going to play devil's advocate and tell me that it's Gdailas, so says Tosfos, the Av Makabatar Shlichos, then the only way to explain the authority of the father to accept Kedushin is b'tayr shlichos. Pshita deboy pruta l'chol achas. Says Tosfos, if it's based on shlichos, then Rava would never even raise the question. It would have been a milsat de pshita that you require a pruta for each one. Why? Ke'ilu m'sayr l'chol achas the shlich lo'ad v'mishal chai. That how could the shlich have more authority than the mishalech himself? So if you would try to be Mekadesh, the two Gedolos, so let's say Rachel and Leah, Rachel's, She's 22, and Leah is 19. And you try to be Mekadosh each one of them independently, there's no question that you would require a proof of reach. Just because they're sisters, they may share a lot of things, but they can't share the ring, they can't share the Kess of Kedushin. So obviously, if you would have tried to be Mekadosh Rachel and Leah separately, you would have required a proof of reach of them. So now says Tosfos, the father who's serving as the Shaliach on behalf of Rachel and Leah, how can he have more authority? How can he have any more koyach than the girls themselves? So just as the girls themselves would have required kedushin for each one, so to the father acting as the shliach also requires a distinct pruta for each one. That's like a milsa de pshita, says Tosfos, that wasn't even on the radar screen. If you're not going down the route of hilchos shlichos, you're going down the parasha of av mekadosh bitoy. So then maybe we could fathom, maybe we could say that the father is not really representing the girls. The father is not a shliach on the girls. The father is himself. He's acting on his own. He's not acting as an authority of somebody else. Since he's acting on his own, we have a svar to say maybe b'osam makabel the noisim makabel as linan. So maybe we can let that pass with one pruta for both. But imtum zalemis says the re. That the father is acting as the shaliach for Rachel and Leah, there's no way in the world that the father could do more than Rachel and Leah themselves could have done. So that's the milsa pshita of the Ri. But now the Ri has some work to do. Now he's got some surgery to do in Agamara. What's the problem, according to the Ri? Because according to the Ri, he explained away the Beis B'nei Sayach. So that we understand, this is talking about Derech Kedusha Av. But what about the Shnei Bonai? Who exactly authorized the father to give kedushin on behalf of the sons? There is no din of kedusha katan and kedusha na'ar. So obviously, the son must be over the age of bar mitzvah, otherwise he can't have kedushin b'chlal. So what in the world is the authority of the father to act on behalf of the son? There's only one answer. It must be shlichus. There are no two options over here. This is clearly b'tar shlichus. So now we have a problem. Because what was the Lashon HaGemara? When the Gemara was trying to explain the Tzad to say that one pruta suffices for both, who remembers what was the Lashon HaGemara? See the Gemara back inside. Read the Gemara carefully. Boy, Ravish, the Mesach Shnei Banim B'Pruta Mal, Basa what? Basa Neisein HaMakabal Azlinon. Flags down on the plate. What do you mean Basa Neisein Azlinon? Basa Basa Neisein Azlinon. If you want to tell me, Basa Makabel Azlinon, that's the other side of the Shaila. Basa Makabel Azlinon. So then I could kvetch away. Well, it's Kedusha Ketana, so then the father's will the Makabel, he's Makabel on both, and therefore he could do everything with one pruta and shut. But if you tell me that Basa Noisein is an integral part of the Sugya, and that was part of the Tzad, that maybe one pruta suffices for both, because maybe Basa Noisein Azlinon, that's clearly not true, because the Basa Noisein dimension of the Sugya leads us to conclude you need two prutas. Because Basa Noisein automatically is Betar Shlichus, because there's no other way to be Makadosh on behalf of your son, except for the parasha of Shlichus. Once you're going down the route of Shlichus, so then Noisein dictates that you taka need two prutas. So Gemara is very, very misleading. Lashon Gemara is very, very misleading. So that's exactly what the Ri gets is sensitive to. So the Ri, who interpreted the Gemara from the girl's point of view through Kedushia Av, now gets into a pickle. Because I just showed you that vis-a-vis the Makabel, it must be Kedushia Av, it can't be the Pasha Shlichus. So what am I going to do with that other words in the Gemara Basa Noisein Azlinon? So the Ri tackles that as well. So the Ri continues. The Basa Noisein de Ka'amar, Lav Dafka. He tackled it all right by saying the Gemara didn't really mean it. That was just kind of thrown in for good luck. Shaharei HaNoisein Al Korach B'tar Shlichus Banav Huba. So what did the word basa noisein mean? Nothing. What was the tzar of the Gemara? Aval habaya hi ibasa makabel azlinan legamre the shema in lochosh el shi akabel makabel sheva pruta, etc. Ad kan devi antisis. So the Ri was so bothered with this kasha. It was so clear to him as day that we're not going down the route of shlichus, because shlichus is a no-no, because shlichus would require of us to have a pruta for each one, and once shlichus requires each one to have a pruta, then even Ide shlich requires a pruta for each. The Ri had to revamp the sugya from the vantage point of the makabel as kedusha ketana, but he couldn't plug that into the son's vantage point, because there is no such thing as Kedusha Katan. So the Rish said, oy, oy, oy. From the girl's side, we solved the problem. The boy's side, we're in a pickle. So the answer is, you're right, no chanami. And the Gemara never really meant anything when it said, Basa Nais and Azalina. The real Shah the Gemara was, do you follow the Makabel, or do you follow the Baal and the Isha? So this word just disappeared into thin air for all practical purposes, says the Rish. So when you read a Taisus like this, so what do you have to think? We understand Taisus conceptually. We understand what was bothering the way we know. What compelled the reader to say what he said? It was ironclad. It was mamash shtark logic. But of course, textually, it leaves us a little hanging. If the Gemara didn't mean Naisein, so why did the Gemara say no? Why did it confuse us to say Naisein? So the Re was so compelled to his pshat that he was willing to call the Gemara almost a Lashon Avdafka. He was willing to do away with the textual issue in the sugya because logically, based on Lomdus, there's no other way to read the Gemara. So whenever you see a text like this, you know they're going to be Rishonim who disagree. There's no question they're going to be Rishonim who disagree. So by saying, the way to disagree with the Re is to come up with some grandiose theme as to stay as far away as we can from you know what principle? There's one principle, there's one word on the table that, on this board that's ruining it for us. What's the word? What's the bad word? Shlichus. We don't want to go down the route of Shlichus, because if you go down the route of Shlichus, then you're really in a pickle because the Re is right. Once you say that the sugya is invoking Shlichus, so then how in the world could the Shliach be better than the Mishalach in effect? So the last thing we want to do is to invoke the principle of Shlichus. On the other hand, if we don't invoke the principle of Shlichus, how could we ever justify this Kedushin? How in the world could somebody be Makadish somebody for somebody else, or Makabal Kedush for somebody else, unless you're either Kedusha Ketana or you're Shlichus? We don't have any other entity in Halacha. Or do we? So the answer is, of course we do. So we take a look at the third of the Mamakoimus. So the Talmud HaRashba was bothered with the exact same kasha that the Re was bothered with. So the Talmud HaRashba the Imtaim, it's four lines from the bottom. Al atzad that the shlichus is taking place here, asks the Talmud HaRashba, v'imtaim b'shlichus sayako over the af, kol shekein de kasha. Look at this dramatic, look at this poetic way of speaking. The dial of omen adin lios kinidon. He didn't really mean that. What did he really mean when he says that? How could the shlich be better than the mishalech? That's what he really meant to say. V'chihechi de'inu, just as if the Balidova themselves, ikadish kochad minay v'havi kedusha, nobody would say that kedusha would be acceptable because each one had pachat b'pruta. Hachinam shlich did who? So what the Talmud Rashba used the poetic phrase of Dial of Amin Adin is the exact same thing that was chuppering, that was bothering the Re. Umitoichat chak yesh letoretz. He says, we have a big shasad chak, says the Talmud Rashba. This is not regular times. So it's a big shasad chak. You know what the big shasad chak is? Because the Gemara said no saying, and we can't cross the word no saying out, and the Re's pshat is so compelling, but textually it's not practical. This is shasad chak. Umitoichat chak is the Talmud Rashba yesh letoretz. The kaven the chazinan the kedushin she ain't tzarech lemekadesh she yitenu a kedushin. We know that there is another way to affect kedushin without absolute rules of shlichus. And lafili name acher having mekudeshes. You can even have kedushin when somebody else gives the money, not necessarily as your formal shliach. Kigoin, what's the precedent for this? Halach manav iskachi leploini. Do we have two words that describe that? What do we call that? That's Eva Kanani. That's Kedushin of Zayim and Alf. That's a Sugi of Kedushin of Kanani. So since we have a principle of Kedushin of Kanani, ki has linan dosen nei sein, she nosen a Kedushin mishaloi, isbei mamoina. So now, says the Talmud HaRashba, now we can begin to explain why the word nosen can come back to life. The word nosen need not conjure up these negative, terrible consequences, images of shlichus, because that's what we're trying to stay far away from. Because if you talk in the language of shlichus, then I'm going to throw at you, says the Talmud Rashba, dial of Omer Adin, quote unquote. So I'm not going to invoke the imagery of shlichus, but I will invoke the imagery of Eved Kenayni. Hilchas Eved Kenayni, that in Chodesh Tikadin, as says in Kedushin, the Zayin of an Aleph, enables us to say that the Makabel and the Nosein are almost acting as independent units. They're not really, quote unquote, representing their clients, because the minute that they're representing their clients, then we run into a dio. How could the representative be more susceptible than the client themselves? So rather than call the shlichos, we'll call it Eved Kenayni. Eved Kenayni almost makes the Nosein and the Makabel independent contractors, and as independent contractors, not as representatives. So maybe one could argue, well, Bosa Nosein and Bosa Makabel is leaning on one proof that's good enough for everybody. That's the Talmud Rashi was betochad doichok to solve the dilemma of the Ri. So we can breathe a sigh of relief. We no longer have to call this Kedusha Ketana. We no longer have to cross out the word Nosein. A whole new principle has solved the world's problems. It's called Eved Kenayni. This is the Yesod HaDavar, according to Talmud Rashba. What do you think about this Talmud Rashba?
Well,
this is showing
whether
Eved Kenayni is Shizvah or not. So, this Talmud Rashba, don't forget, the Reed didn't want to say this. The Ri also learned Tav Zayin and Aleph. Don't forget, Tony Tav Zayin and Beis. The Ri had called Torah Kul and Fun from Kavachom, the same daf. So the Ri didn't want to say this pshat. The Ri was more willing to almost figuratively cross out a line, a word in the Gemara, than to go down through the Eved Kenayni. What was bothering the Ri? So L'chayra, what it's now appearing to us, in front of our very eyes, is a machlekes in the Ri and the Talmud Rashba as to the relationship between Eved Kenayni and Shlichus. Remember, both the Ri and the Talmud Rashba argued that shlichus cannot be invoked here. If you invoke shlichus, then you're stuck. Because to die alone, you didn't lose. You can't have the shlich more effective than the mishalech. So that's the path that's going to get you into a brick wall very quickly. So you have to steer clear of hilchus shlichus. So the Talmud Rashba successfully steer of hilchus shlichus by going down the path of Eved Kenayni. Apparently, the reason why the Ri didn't want to go down that path, because he assumed that if you take the path of Eved Kenayni, you know where you're going to end up? In the same lost path that ends up in the same brick wall of Shlichus. What is this Machlaikis about? So Yaduah Mefursam, this is the old Machlaikis. Who remembers? What was the old Machlaikis? Between who and who? What? We connected a little bit. Who remembers the Acharonim, who really, really coined the phrase? Who was the big Acharon who said that Eved Kenayni has nothing to do with shlichus? It's not subject to the limitations of shlichus. Ketzais. Who remembers the Ketzais? What did the Ketzais say? What did the Ketzais say? No? Who remembers the context of the Ketzais? Famous Ketzais. What? Rabbeinu Tam. That's what you said. I know what you said. You said Rabbeinu Tam, so I said Rabbeinu Tam. Mitam, no, Rabbeinu Tam, not Mitam Shlichus. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam. No, Chazar Rabbi say, Rabbeinu Tam back in Dav Gimel said that when you make a Kirin Chalipin on behalf of a Goy, so what did Rabbeinu Tam say? Just be careful not to do what? Just be careful, don't write in the document that you provided the kidney to Sudar on behalf of the Goy, because it doesn't look right. It looks a little bit shaky, because after all, we all know there's no Zechia, there's no Shlichus for a Goy. So, frek the Ketzais, what do you mean don't write it? It sounds like you're allowed to do it, just don't tell anyone what you're doing. How does it work? How in the world can I provide a sudar on behalf of the Goy? The Goy wants to make kiddush chalipin, but he wants to be kind of something. So I'm going to step forward and give my sudar to the makna on behalf of the Goy. How does it work? So Tosfos says, oh, don't write it because it looks funny. But the Ketzais says, but it works. How does it work? So frek the Ketzais, how does it work? It works based on the following. The ability to give my sudar to affect the kidney chalipin for somebody else is not based on shlichus and it's not based on zechiyah. What's it based on? It's based on the din of Eved Kenayni. just as there's a kid in Nebuchadnezzar, but Kesef, that you don't need the kindness to give the money, somebody else can give it on his behalf. That's the parish of Eved Kenani. Because every Eved Kenani is like that. Whenever an Eved Kenani goes free with Kesef, and we know the Torah recognizes Kesef, so the Torah recognizes Kesef as a method of Shichur Eved Kenani, even though the same Torah says, Mashakon Eved Kenani Rabbi. So how could the Ravon Shalom give Moshe Rabbeinu two contradictory halachas? On the one hand, he gave him the parsha of Hafdei Lenevdos, of Shichur Eved Kenani De Kesef. On the other hand, he gave him a din of Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi, so there's no way for an Eved to ever own anything. So how do you resolve that? Yavakos HaMashlishi. The answer is, it's a Chiddush HaTorah in Hilchos Eved Kenani, which Rava and Dav Zayin enabled us to extend to other Kenyani Kesef as well, most notably Kiddushin. That Kach Nemra Locha, that That's the chiddush of the parsha opinion of a Kenani de Kesef, that you don't need the makabel to give, somebody can give in his behalf. So zok de ktsais, what's the difference between invoking that principle by Kesef and invoking that principle by Chalip? It's the same thing. Before the parsha of Eved Kenani, I would have thought that Chalip has to be given by the koinah to the makneh. Kerev shel koinah has to be from the koinah to the makneh. Kamash belon the parsha of Eved Kenani, that somebody else could provide it as well. That's how the ktsais sized up the entire sugya. So therefore, the Ktzai says, once we ascertain that the giving of the Suder is not based on Shlichas and Zechiah, but rather it's based on Eved Kenani knows no limitations. The din of Ein Shlichas La'akom was said by Shlichas. There's no din of Ein Kinyan Eved Kenani Li'akom. There's no such halacha. Ein Shlichas Li'akom, or Zechiah B'tam Shlichas, Ein Zechiah Li'akom. But Ein Eved Kenani Li'akom, no such animal, no such entity. That was a famous word from Ktzai. Who was the Bapukta of the Ktzai? Which Acharon? The smiles, Reb Chaim, right? Reb Chaim. No, we didn't quote Reb Chaim. We didn't quote Reb Chaim, we did. We must have quoted Reb Chaim. All right? Reb Chaim said it's not true that Eved Kenani is limited by all the rules of Shlichus. Even though Eved Kenani is different than Shlichus, it's learned out from its own parsha. But at the end of the day, any time Reuven does something on behalf of Shimon, you have to pass the test, the rigorous test of Hilchos Shlichus. So any limitation in Shlichus is going to limit Eved Kenani as well. So that machleikus between the Ktzais and Reb Chaim, the Gedolei Acharonim, about whether Eved Kenani is limited by the limitations of Shlichus, this seems to be exactly what the root of the machleikus, the Ri and the Talmud Rashba is. The Ri and our Sugya refused to go down the root of Eved Kenani because he saw in Eved Kenani the same disastrous consequences as going down the root of Shlichus. Whereas the Talmud Rashba said, no problem. Shlichus is no good. Dial of Omer Dimli Eskididain. But Eved Kenani, Kazundahate, Eved Kenani, we're more than happy to go down the route of Eved Kenani. Good. So far, so good.
I get the Metzias of the Ri, meaning two sons have to give each a pruta.
The two sons appointed the father to be their Shalich.
And so they have to give, each one has to have a pruta, right?
That's a different question, whether Shlichus would have dictated, but you need to have a Kenani to enable the father to spend. But Tachlis, there's only one pruta being given by the two fathers. One father is giving the other father a pruta. Who gave that pruta? Where that pruta came from, that's Tavzai, that's Tavzai Naman Aleph,
so I guess. I thought the whole point was that Tosu was saying that if we're talking about, since it's Gedolim, they each have to give a pruta.
No, if they would have been Makadish to Isha separately, they would have had to give a pruta. So now that the father's representing both of them, what do you mean, Bas and Noi saying? The father is just acting on their behalf. How could he be more Chomer? How could he be more Kal than them?
So it would have to be two pruta.
That's exactly right. That's what Tosas is asking in the Gemara. So how could they even dream Bas and Noi saying as Lina?
It has to answer that part of the question. At the end of the day, what's the case where there's only one?
Because maybe you don't need Nosin. Maybe you just need Makabel. When the Gemara says Basa Nosin, Basa Makabel, that was a joke. Nosin doesn't really mean anything. What it really means is Basa Makabel is leaning. Maybe that since there's one Makabel condition, so maybe the Din of Pruta was only said vis-a-vis the Makabel condition, not vis-a-vis the Nosin condition.
What about the two people who were sitting under the tree and drinking, and the Gemara said it's impossible that a son would be the father of Shalia? So why didn't they say that here?
Impossible, but it happened. It means it's unlikely, we don't know, but let's say Lu Yitzu that the son did appoint the father. He did. So the son's a mechutzav, he did appoint his father.
The Gemara didn't ask that question here.
No, the Gemara here is not addressing what the Metzias was. The other Gemara is telling him, so the Pesach was the Paskin, and the second parak has to figure out, do we have to be concerned with Shlichus or not here? By Rava, Rava's not telling a real story. Rava's a Rashiva here, he's not acting as a rabbi, he's telling us that. So Lom Deshay is telling him, this never happens. These shahs never happened. I never saw any of these things happen.
Why, for the Talmud Rashi, do we have to say that it's not Mitam Shlichus? Because even if it's Mitam Shlichus, you still have the idea that turning into the fact that he doesn't have to give. But
the Talmud Rashba just said, but Tachlis, if the two Chassanim would have been Mekadosh independently, how would they have given? How much would they have to give?
Well, if you're doing it every night, you don't have to give a pruta to begin with.
They would have had to give a pruta. So once you're saying, how could he be better than the Mishalech himself? Once you say that every Kenani is a subset of Shlichos, so then it can't be more, it's bound by the limitations of Shlichos. So one of the limitations of Shlichos is that you can't have the Shlich better than the Mishalech. If the Mishalech would have been Mekadosh himself, how much would he have used?
Well, let's say he could use half a pruta, like the case.
No, he couldn't have.
Like the case that we brought
in
the Ravaz, where he threw.
Ravaz, Ravaz later. It's later. When you get to the Ravaz.
In that case, he gave half a
pruta. Hang in there. We got a long way to go until we get to the Ravaz. Hang in there. So Rabbi Isai, the common denominator of the Ri and the Talmud Rashba is that neither of them wanted to go down Shlichos. That was like a non, that was not negotiable. So think the taste is rid. What's it nice in Makabal Azlinen? Piresh, hecha de kideh shtei nashi b'pruta. Those are the previous cases in the Gemara. The Kedusha is going to go to the father. Umakabal havichad is got everything going for it. Ikilamim the bossa nice and umakabal as linen, vala bossa kunin viniknin. So who's proud of the Tazrik clearly not saying in that last line? Avalhochad the nice and havichad, umakabal havichad, ikilamim the bossa nice and umakabal as linen. He's not the Ri's proud. When the Ri would read the Gemara, he would say, Aval. No, I don't really mean to say that word. If I was the Tzitzis Rid and I held like the Ri, I wouldn't have said the word Nose 16 times to draw attention. That's the last word you want to bring attention to. So there's no question that the Tzitzis Rid was not learning Pshat like the Ri. I don't think he was learning like the Talmud Rashba either. You know why? How do I know? Because it behooved him to say it if he was. Talmud Rashba threw a monkey wrench, threw a curveball into the sugya that Hochamai Eskidan, you have to come onto the Vzayim and Laf Bevi Kenani, and let me tell you a Shtikl Torah that I hold like the Ktzais and a Hala Shtikl Torah in order to explain the Talmud Rashba. The Tzitzis Rid is just writing a simple Pshat. He's writing just, you know, Gemara Talmud 101 and saying, this is the Pshat in the Gemara. Gemara's not sure. Maybe Nais and Makabal is good enough. Maybe not. Teku. No mention of the fact that Nais is Lav Davka. No mention of the fact that Bevi Kenani is playing a role here. Just be Pashas Advarim of the Tesis Rid. How is he learning the Gemara? It's Pashas Dvarim, he's learning the Gemara. Kipashas Agemara. That we are, yes, invoking a principle that we were so anti just a few moments ago. The only principle that's going to play any relevance here is going to be that magic word of Shlichos that we were so quick to get rid of before. It appears the Tosfos Rid is saying what neither the Ri nor the Talmud Rashba was willing to say. That yes, we are talking about Shlichos. And yes, we could say with a straight face, Bosa Nosin and Bosa Makabal as Linon. And since the Kedushin is being affected both by a Shaliach and being received by a Shaliach, that is sufficient, at least for Rava, to raise the possibility of one pruta sufficing for both. The Talmud Rashba's bomb kasha. The Ri's objection. How in the world can the Shaliach be more effective than the Mishaleach? So somehow the Tosfos Rid wasn't phased with that kasha. Why not? Why wasn't the Tosfos Rid phased with that kasha? For the last 45 minutes, we were assuming that kasha has been the underlying problem in the entire sugya. It forced the reed to cross the road out of the Gemara. It forced the top of the Rashba to throw in the principle that doesn't appear in the Gemara. And the Tosis Reed was not bothered with it at all. Just man on his merry way, explained the Gemara Kapshuto and moved on to the next again. What's going on? So basically, when you saw the Rishonim taking the word Shlichus and tossing it out the window in Asugya, both the Reed and the Tamar Rashba got away. Stay off that road. Okay, your ways of sending you messages, they're highly, get away, don't go down that road. Potholes on that road, police on that road, cameras, red light cameras, stay away from the road of Shlichus. And the Tosfos Reed has no problems going down that road. What do you think about that machlekes? You think the other Rishonim are right? That Shlichus is just not an option? Because ultimately what was bothering the other Rishonim was, well, if I can't do it, the Mashliach can't do it. Rabbi say, Yadua Mefurasa, we spoke about this so many times in the past, including this year. Famous Machlekes HaRishonim as to what the very essence of Shlichus is. When Reuben appoints Shimon to Mekadosh and Nisha with him, Reuben appoints Shimon to Mekadosh and Nisha with him, what's the most fundamental, basic question about what's taking place? Reuben appoints Shimon to Mekadosh and Nisha. Reuben appoints Shimon to Mekadosh and Nisha. What's my question? Everybody say, who is what? Who is the Baal HaChalos? Who is the Mekadosh? Who is the Megarish? There are only three words that should come to mind. I only want to hear three different names. When I wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I ask you, who is the Mekadosh and who is the Megarish? I want three names. If you can't tell me the three names, the three Svarim, then you don't know the answer to that question. Who is the Baal HaChalos? Who is the Mekadosh? Who is the Megarish? The third can be an Acharon. There you go. Okay? You ask somebody in their sleep, and they have to just say to you as follows, Rambam Tor Ktzais. Okay? That's all. That's it. You can talk about Mordechai. That's like for the fancier. You know, after you already got the basics, that's like for dessert, the Mordechai and Gittin, okay? Mordechai and Ramah. But the basic, the staple of a Torah diet is Rambam Tor and Ktzais. All right? Nope. I was going to say it over really quickly. Comes the Gemara Maseches Gittin in the seventh parak and says that if the Baal appoints a shaliach and then to give a get, and then the Baal becomes a shaita, so the shaliach cannot give the get, cannot act on his own once the Baal is incapacitated. Comes the Rambam and says, Minatar, he can. If he asks Moshe Rabbeinu, he'd say he can. If he asked the Tanoim, they'd say he can't. But Midarais, he can. And the Torah says, what do you mean Minatar, he can? No, Midarais, he can't. What's the Machaikas? Famous Ktzais. And according to the Rambam, once you appoint a shaliach, the shaliach becomes the Baal HaChalos Midaraisa. He's the Mekadosh. He's the Megarish. He's supplying the Das Gerishin. And the fact that the husband is a Shaita, Azma, who cares that the husband is a Shaita? He's out of the picture anyway. He's not the Baal HaChalos anymore. The shaliach, Shtuch Shalom Kemaisa, Pshuto Kemashma'oi. Of course, what's the famous Kasha that the Ktzos asks in the Rambam? Obazoi, that the shaliach becomes the Baal HaChalos. And therefore, Min HaTorah, he can give the get, even though the husband's a shaita. What else should follow? What should be the corollary of that? What if the husband's dead? Why can't the shaliach still give the get? And then the get should be chal, and we won't call her an almana, we'll call her a grusha, right? Why? Why doesn't that work? It's Engel Yechamisa. Why not? Because they're not, well, what does that mean? Because they're not married anymore. You can only be Megaresh, someone who is married. Once he dies, the Isha says Pacha. Once Isha says Pacha, it's not Nita into a get. And the Torah disagrees with this Rambam. The Torah says in Ebenezer, no, that the get is bottom in the Torah, not possible, but the Rabban is bottom in the Torah. Why is it bottom in the Torah? Because Shlichus doesn't make the person into the what? Into the Baal HaChalos. Shlichus just means that you can do a mice that relates back to the Mishalech, but the Emes, the guy who's still in the driver's seat, is very much the original husband. He's the Megarish, the Mishalech is the Megarish, and therefore he must be a Bardas. A famous Yadua Mefursam, a word from the Ktzais. Rabbi Isai, is that the Nakuda that the Tosfos Reed is taking on the other Rishonim on now? Is that what they're really fighting about here also? All the Rishonim are saying that how in the world can you let the Shaliach get away with giving one Pruta for both if each one of them would have getting married, like they are. That's really what's happening. Each one is getting married independently. It's just the shaliach is providing the, he's standing under the chuppah for them because they're busy. They're doing something. They had to go to another wedding. A lot of weddings this Sunday. So they had to go to a different wedding, not to their own wedding. So they appointed a shaliach to represent them. So the Rishayim said, but what do you mean the shaliach? How's the shaliach going to represent them by giving one pruta? Isn't each one independently getting married? Each one is the Baal HaLois. Each one needs his own pruta. That's what the Talmud Rashba couldn't answer. And that's what the Rit couldn't answer. And that's what the Tosfos Rit could answer. You know what the Tosfos Rit would respond? What would the Tosfos Rit respond to the other Rishayim? No, it's okay. He can provide one pruta. You know why? Because there's only one person getting married now. Who's getting married now? The who? Who's getting married? Who's creating the chalois of marriage right now? The shaliach, right? The father, the shaliach. So there's only one marriage taking place now. In the end of the day, two people are going to end up being, two couples are going to be married. But there's only one baal ha-chalois right now, and that is very much the shaliach. The shaliach is the baal ha-chalois. He's such the baal ha-chalois that the Tosfos Rit is willing to call him such a baal ha-chalois that he could provide one pruta, and that one pruta could be good if you hold the basa nos and basa makabel. That's if you hold basa nos makabel. If you hold basa baal v'isha, basa of the people who are eventually going to become husband and wife. The shlich is not going to be husband and wife. He's not husband, not wife, neither. But if you hold that basa nos and basa makabel, then even though you're going down the vehicle of shlichos, that would suffice. If the guy himself would give it, each one would need a pruta. Yeah, that's if each one would give it. And then there would be two baal chalais. But now there's one baal chalais, one pruta suffices, maybe. So maybe one could argue that Tosfos Rit fits in very nicely into the worldview of the Rambam, that Shluch Hashem Kemoisai really, truly transforms the Shaliach into mamish becoming the baal chalais. I was just thinking, I'm not saying this is buchach. It's interesting. Maybe cute. The Tosfos Rit, if we're right in what we're saying, that the Tosfos Rit is putting a tremendous power into the institution of Shlichus. Shlichus is so powerful that it declares that the Baal HaChalois, like the Rambam, the Baal HaChalois is the Shaliach. That's a very, very strong, firm belief in the pshuto kibbutz mashma of what? Of shlucho shel adam kimoso. Mamish kimoso. He mamish becomes the person. He is the husband. I mean, he is the baal chalos. He's the mekash, he's the megarish. That's a very, very powerful statement, shlucho kimoso, that other Rishonim didn't buy into, the Torah didn't buy into. Do we have any other precedent within the worldview of the Tosfos Rit about shlichos? That he had a very, very strong, powerful, authoritative understanding of what shlichus is. Who remembers? We had another very famous Tosfos Rit that's something to say about shlichus. The Tosfos Rit and the Aleph in Kedusha was the one who first posed the question, why can't you do what? Why can't you appoint a shlichus to put on tefillin for you? I was tired. It was so cold this morning. I was tired. It was cold. I got into my car, it said 19 degrees. I wanted to go right back into the house. This morning, I mamish to order that first Mishnah Berurah about, you know, the Yetzer Hara says to you when it's cold. You know. So I would have loved to just call up a guy in shul and say, listen, do me a favor. I'm going back to sleep for an hour. Put on tefillin for me, please, this morning. So the Tosfos really asked the kasha, why? Why not? I'm alone. Why can't you do it? So who remembers the Tosfos' answer to that kasha? Who remembers the machlokas? The Tosfos is written in the Ktos. Remember that one, guys? It's so close. Right? Come on, everyone remembers. California? 23 years ago?
Change.
What?
It's about to change the Michelin.
No one remembers the story. Come on, I told the story 100 times already. Okay, come on, I'm not gonna tell it again. It's too boring. The Ktos said that why doesn't Shlichus work for Mitzvah Shibagufa? What was the Ktos' answer? Says, you're not the Mishaleh. Your arm is not the Shliach's arm. It's not the same arm. The mitzvah of tefillin is to put on your arm. He can do things for you. He can represent you. He can create chaloisa for you. He can do baisa for you. But he ain't you. You're you and he's him. There is no merging of the two into one. And the mitzvah, anochas tefillin, has to be done to the gufa adam. The mitzvah is not to do a ma'is anochas tefillin. If I take tefillin and I put it on somebody else's body, I'm not yaitzei the mitzvah. He's yaitzei the mitzvah. The mitzvah tefillin is not something that's needed to shlichus, because shlichus doesn't transform the shlich into the mishalech. But who remembers that the Tosfos Rid gave a different teretz to that kasha? What was the Tosfos Rid's teretz? Tosfos Rid said that almost fundamentally it would have been okay. Means he disagreed with the Tzaisis Hanocha. It really could have worked. Shlusha Kvoso really, truly makes the Shlech to Mishalech. The only thing is that the Chiddush of Shlichos was only given to us in scenarios where there's something that goes back to the Mishalech that we can hold on to. Either the Mishalech now has a wife, or now he doesn't have a wife, or now he has fruit that's no longer Tevel. Now he has a Korban Pesach Nishchan Al Shemai. There's something that he can hold on to that relates Mesiaches back to him. That was the parish of Shlichus. When there's nothing that Mesiaches back to Mishalech, so Bechi Agav Lachich HaTar of Shlichus. That was the Tosfos Rid's Teretz. What was the Tosfos Kasha, who remembers? Im Kain, why does the Gemara entertain the Fasim of Ein Shlichus Ba'avei, of Yei Shlichus Ba'avei? The Gemara eventually rejects it, but one Tana Shama Hezoch, and he subscribes to it, and we only disagree because of Svaras of Psukim, but fundamentally there would be Shlichus. What's Mesiaches back? When I appoint you as a shlich to kill somebody, what's Mesiaches back to me? There's no chalois back to me. A dead body, that's not Mesiaches back to me. And the Ktzoi says, and Pichain, the Gemara entertained the possibility of shlichos. So the Ktzoi disagreed with the Tosfos Rid. I'm not sure Tosfos Rid had a Rishon, but how did he answer that question? I don't know what the answer is. But just as the Tosfos Rid in Kedushin of Mem Aleph had such confidence in shlichos, that shlichos could fundamentally make the shlich into the Mishalech, it would have been good. If not for that technical quirk of a limitation that shlichus needs a davar mesiaches back to mishalech, I could have appointed a shlich to put tefillin on me. It's not my arm; it is my arm. He is me. I am him. He is me. So that understanding of the Tosfos Rid is almost the shitasai back in Dav Zayin. That's why the Tosfos Rid is willing to accept the Gemara at face value that basa nice and basa makabel, not to erase the word nice and like the re, not to invoke evikdaya like the Talmud or Rashba, but to understand the Gemara kapshuta based on shlichus. So basically, we got a lot of things flying around here. We have three pshatim in the Rishonim, just taichin the Gemara, and we have two pivotal questions here: what the nature of Evi Kenani is. The Talmud Rashba took a certain stand, certain understanding of Evi Kenani that others disagreed with. Then we have the other pivotal issue of Shlichus, which the Tosfos Rid is taking, the other Rishonim disagreeing with. So all of the things we spoke about in the past, what Shlichus is, what Evi Kenani is, the relation between the two, all of this is now impacting on the three different pshatim in the Gemara. So everyone saw the Gemara? Simple, right? When you read the Gemara, you saw the words of Gemara, Shnei Brosach, Shnei Banai. Everyone realized three pshatim. The Ri, Talmud Rashba, and Tosfos Rid, each one highlighting a different dimension of Shlichus slash Evi Kenani. Let's move further in the sugya a little bit. I told you it's going to be a long time until we get to the Radvaz. It's not as long as it's going to be. So come to Radvaz in a famous, famous tshuva. I don't think this really happened. I think it was also one of those, you know, one of those theoretical tshuvas. Reuven, winding up. Spring training over yet? Coming to an end, right? Spring training? It's over soon, no? When's opening day? Next week?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
I don't know, but it's not yet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, soon. Okay. Israel lost already? They lost the world thing? Okay. It came close. No, closer than they ever came before. Okay. World, was it World Baseball Class? What's it called?
America world. Won last
time. America won, yeah, I heard that. So I heard on the radio. Okay. Good. All right. How's the stuff? All right, so we need some good pitchers. Come on, give me some good. Who are some pitchers we're playing now? Come on, give me some guys. Tom Seaver, who do we leave off with? What? Bob Gibson, what was it? Nolan Ryan. What?
Randy Johnson.
Carlton, yeah, these guys. They're still around, though.
Randy Johnson.
I
may still be alive.
They said a name, I was listening to the news the other day, they said a name of some baseball player. It was the same name as a guy who played when I was thing. I think it was his grandson. Okay, so. But Casey Stengel still comes, right? Still comes? Okay. So Reuven comes and he tosses this ring, right? And Rachel's sitting behind, you know, with a catcher's glove, sitting behind home plate. And as he tosses the ring out of his hand, so the radar gun, the Shavaputa gun, takes a picture of it and says, how much is that ring worth now? Oh, so just short, 0.999 pruta. Sorry, not a short pruta. And as it's going, I guess it was a slow ball. It was a knuckleball, so they were pretty slow. All of a sudden, the price of silver starts flying or rocking high. And all of a sudden, lo and behold, when the radar gun checks it going into the cashier's glove of the woman, it becomes worth a pruta. So Frechter advised, what's the din? Is it Kedushin Chal or is it Kedushin Har Chal? What do you think about that? That's the child that the Radvaz raises. So says the Radvaz, I'll bring you two rayas that the condition is good. Raya number one was, okay, now's your turn. Come on, let's go. Raya number one is the din of what? The institution of? Okay. Evkenaini. Also says Evkenaini, says the Radvaz. This is mamish. This is right out of the playbook. This is Evkenaini. What does Evkenaini mean? Evkenaini basically teaches us that all we really care about is the Kabbalah Samakabel. We don't really care about the Nesidus HaNoisein. And therefore, it's okay. So this case also, it doesn't really interest us that he gave her less than a pruta, as long as she got a pruta. Raya number one. Newt, what do you think about this Raya of the Red Vaz? What do you think it depends on? We spoke about this before. What does the Raya of the Red Vaz depend on, everybody say? What? Who does it depend on? Come on, tell me two names, come on. What? Reb Chaim Miktzois. If you hold that the parsha of Evkenaini Taka is not subsumed under Shlichus, that Evkenaini really truly means what it sounds like, that all you need is Kabbalah Sabakabel, and there really was no Nesinus HaNoisin, so then the Red Vaz is 100% right. The extrapolation is correct. That just as Evkenaini there was no Nesinus HaNoisin, any Nesina Pachas Shavu Pruta is basically the equivalent of a nothing. There was no Nesinus HaNoisin. So Dos is no Nesinus HaNoisin, and Dos is no Nesinus HaNoisin. But if you hold like Reb Chaim, that's not really what Evkenaini is. When the Gemara says that Evkenaini there's no Nesinus HaNoisin, all that means is that in Olam Hazeh there's no Nesinus HaNoisin. But in the Olam Asal Yehidim, in the world of Lums, in the world of Brisk, so there is a Nesinus HaNoisin, because Evkenaini is the Schadishli, it's Me'ein Shlichus, it's a subcategory, it's a subparish of Shlichus. So we are Misyaches the Nesina back to the Noisin. The Chiddush of Evkenaini is, there was no Mini Shlichus, there was no regular rules of Shlichus, but Sof Kol Sof, every time you have an Evkenaini, it's not pshat that there was no Noisin. Of course there was a Noisin. It's just that the Noisin was labeled as a Noisin through the vehicle of Evkenaini. But if push comes to shove, there was mamish no Noisin, so then of course it's not going to work. So over here, by the case of the Radvaz, there was a Noisin. There was a Noisin. Here there really was a Noisin. What was the problem? It was less than a pruta. So is that going to work? According to Reb Chaim, is that going to work? According to Reb Chaim, is it also called Evkenaini? I mean, Dal Mehocha, the Pachas Meshavu Pruta that the Noisin gave, and let it still work with Taurus Evkenaini. Is that what the Red Vaz means? You hear what I'm bothered with? What am I saying?
Himself did give a pruta.
In the case of Evkenaini, where Reb Chaim is viewing Evkenaini, so the Makabel was Makabel a pruta, and we're saying that the Kabbalah Samakabel was called in Nesinus HaNoisin based on quasi Shlichus. Right? So we're taking what arrived in the hands of the Makabel and throwing that back to the Shas HaNesina as well. Over here, at the Shas HaNesina, it wasn't the Pruta. So what are you going to say there was a Nesina? But it was a Nesina, but it was a Nesina, Pachas Pruta. So it's not going to work. You can only say Evkenaini when the Cheftza is a Pruta, and all Evkenaini tells me is that we can make believe that there was a Nesinus HaNoisin on this Chavtza of a Pruta. But if the Chavtza wasn't Nitan to Nesina, no pun intended on that one, if the Chavtza wasn't subject to the Dinim of Nesina, so what do you mean you're going to say there was a Nesina? Good, there was a Nesina. There was a Nesina, a Pachas of a Pruta. So according to Reb Chaim, I don't know whether the Rav Vaz is going to fly. I think that the Rav Vaz is much more in sync with the Ktzois. That basically Evkenaini means you don't need Nesina. Evkenaini stands on its own 2 feet, it's nothing to do with Shlichus, you don't need Nesina B'chlal.
even for their time, why isn't the Sina ended? I mean, why can't the Sina extend until she's the Kabbalah?
That's another, you're asking a totally different question on the Radvaz himself. You have the same kashya my Rebbe, Mordechai Marcus, had when I was in ninth grade, when he first quoted this Radvaz to me. So he said, I don't understand the Radvaz. I said, at what point does the Nesina end and the Kabbalah begins? So just tell me where that line is. So the Radvaz is assuming that Kol Zman that ball was in flight, so it's in midair, the Nesina's done and the Kabbalah hasn't started yet. That there's a window of opportunity. I remember this like yesterday. He said, I don't understand. He said, where was that? Who made this vacuum of the ball being thrown? He said, whenever the halacha says the Nesina ends, that's when the Kabbalah begins, and vice versa. So whether it's Dalet Amos, whether it's Lushusa, whatever you want to call it, there is one point in time where it ceases to be his and it begins to be hers. So he never understood what the case of the Radvaz was altogether. The whole case of throwing the football, throwing the baseball, he never understood. But I still don't understand. So we're not quite sure they're willing to accept the Radvaz as a chach from ever kenayni so fast. He's a little bit more beer. But what's the Radvaz's other eye, everybody say? Did I put the Radvaz in the Maamar Chemes? I put it in the Mishnah Melech. No? What was the other ayah? Four lines in the bottom of the fifth of the Mishnah Melech. The boy Rava, prayer, comedy, kedushin, brasach, shnei banei, reprutim, halva, salka, v'teku. Because of Rashi, the shnei banei, donos, shliach. Ken, because of Reed, marbas, ketanus. Ta-da-da-dum. Lav dafka noisein. The whole thing is basa makabel. The shema ein lachush el she kabel hamakabel shema pruta. Hare bara mikan says on top of the next page. The basa makabel is lina v'nosin lich paslon. Uvenin di da and di gil yad the pruta lake by a klal. The akoch lo mevayl and hosim elam ishum the basa di da is lina v'lake lachol chadim inay pruta. They ask what the Radvaz said. He has a Raya Brewer at the Shaila from Atosis, from the Re in Atosis. What did the Re say in Atosis? What was the punchline on the Re in Atosis? What word did he take out of the equation? Nosin is Bechlal not relevant. Because if Nosin would have been relevant, there is no Pruta for the Nosin here because there are two different independent sons and Shlichus is not going to solve the problem. So Nosin really doesn't exist according to the Re. Just Mamsh Agav Urcha. It's Mekabel. The suffix in Agamar is this din of pruta. Do you have to have that each person who gets married receives a pruta? Or is it enough that the one makabel received a pruta on behalf of everybody? And the one makabel being the father on behalf of his little girls. That was the suffix of the Gemara. But everything is revolving around the magic word makabel. We're just not sure whether you follow each kol isha Miskadeshes, or you follow the Av Bishvil Kulon. How do you size up the Shiva Pruta? So the din is you need a Pruta, that's Kach Nemra Halacha, first Mishnah Kedushin, you need a Kesra Pruta, Shiva Pruta. Rav is not sure, how do you define precisely a Pruta? Is Pruta defined by each woman who's going to eventually become a wife, or is Pruta defined by the Av as the Makabla Kedushin? But one factor is for sure not relevant. One player is for sure irrelevant in determining Prutaness, and who is that? The Nisan is not relevant. Why? Because you don't have him. You don't have a pruta for the Nisan because you have two husbands, potential husbands, who appointed one shaliach. The shaliach is acting on behalf of the two guys. So you don't have a pruta here, and the Rav is still willing to say it could be Mekudeshes. The only reason why Rav is hesitating because maybe the Kalisha Miskadeshes to receive a pruta. Therefore, the Radvaz says in the case of the baseball being thrown, in the case of the ring being thrown, there's only one woman getting married here, the catcher. And what does she have at the end of the day? She has a pruta, even though the pitcher never sent her a pruta. Ziloch patli, says the Radvaz. I don't care that the pitcher, that the husband never sent a pruta. A raya proof magamar, that the nice end really is not relevant. That was Radvaz's second raya. What do you think about that raya, Rabbi?
You could easily say Tosafot suffix is, do we go just based on Makabel, or just on the Makabel, or do we need everyone involved, both men and both women, to get...
No, but Tosafot himself said the word Nisan is not relevant. Because you don't have...
That's the first half. But the second half, which also says it did too.
don't think so. Let me think. Maybe you're right, but I've lost that trend. What's happening? Rabbi Isai, do we like this Raya of the Radvaz? This Raya only rings true according to who? According to the Ri. What about the other Shem? What about Talmud Rashba? Talmud Rashba didn't want to get rid of the word nice and self-cast. Taisa Ri didn't want to get rid of the word nice and self-cast. According to the other Rishayim of the Gemara, the Raya from Rasuk is the exact opposite. The Gemara said, Bossa nice in a Makabal. Of course you need nice in a Makabal. The Gemara wasn't sure whether you could have two for one, one for two, one fruit is good enough for both. But just to mach a vek and say, no sin is not relevant, the husband doesn't really matter, all that matters is the wife. According to Talmud Rashba, Lohayud Varme Yoylam, Avada the Naisin is critical. So again, the Radvaz are two rayas. Raya number one, from the institution of Raya Saradvaz. Raya number one from the institution of Eved Kenayni. That's a raya that all you need is Makabel. Raya number two was from the Rish Pshat and Agamara. All you need is Makabel. Rabbi, let's think this through for a minute. Help me along with this one. The first raya of the Radvaz from Eved Kenayni, that all you need is a Makabel, is that Ktzais Reb Chaim. Who is that? That's only Ktzais, right? The second raya from the Ri, the Ri's Pshan the Gemara, the Ri who didn't want to invoke Eved Kenayni. The Ri did not want to invoke Eved Kenayni. Right? Why not? What were we guessing? Why didn't he want to invoke Eved Kenayni? Because he was so convinced that any limitations in Shlichus are going to limit Eved Kenayni equally true. Who is that? That's Reb Chaim. The Radvaz wasn't thinking along our lines. The Radvaz was not looking, I can't blame the Radvaz, but the Radvaz preceded the Ktzais and Reb Chaim. But the way we're lining up the Lundus right now, the two Rayas that are supposedly supporting the Radvaz, the two Rayas themselves can't both line up. Both Rayas can't be true according to what we're saying. Because one Raya is only within the mindset of the Tzaisas Eved Kenayni, and the Rish Pshat the Gemara is only within Reb Chaim's version of Eved Kenayni. Just a Ha'ara on the Radvaz. That's a tiny against the Radvaz, just a Ha'ara on the Radvaz. So I'll call upon him. We have this Radvaz. He's trying to bring a Raya to his Shaila. He thinks he has a Raya from Eved Kenayni. He thinks he has a Raya from the Ri and Asugya, and we're not so sure. Not so sure. Hope that Shimon Sunday will continue with this Radvaz a little bit, because there's another Nakuda that the Radvaz raises, a related Nakuda. And then the Sugya continue to branch out to just how far this Chatzi Pruta and Nosed Makabel is going to play out. Okay, so next year on Sunday we'll continue. All right, we're not going to talk to Chumash. I have to see Shira in a few minutes. All right, so Sunday Shira is what time? Regular? Once in a while, Shira regular Shira, right? Okay.